My name is Allie Rulander. I am 18 years old, and I am recording this interview for my English 102 qualitative research project for the University of Tennessee. Today is November 24th, 2017, and I am speaking with Billy Pace. We are recording this interview in Fayetteville, Tennessee. How would you describe your oldest child?
Aiden is well-disciplined. He's a very bright boy. He's a good kid. In a lot of ways, he would be a typical oldest child, first child.
How old were you when you had your first child?
Let's see, I'm gonna have to do the math. I was probably 30.
How old are you now?
49.
What was your life like at the time?
Well, let's see. Just gotten out of grad school. I was having my first job post-school, married, living in Savannah, Georgia. Just pretty typical, I think.
Tell me about the moment you found out you were going to be a father.
I remember being excited and a little cautious and hesitant about the unknown, and of course, an area that I'd never been before. I didn't have come from a big family, hadn't been around kids a whole lot growing up, so it was all going to be a new thing for me. I knew that.
Do you remember anything that you did to prepare?
No, not really. I mean, I think we did some things with preparing room stuff and making sure we had little beds and all those first parent sort of things, but not anything that I did as an individual.
Tell me a story about a time when you were afraid during those 9 months before their birth.
Let's see. We have to come back to that.
Okay, yeah. We'll come back. Do you remember a reaction either a close family member or a friend had when they found out you were having a child?
I remember, of course, Mom was super excited. She was always, I think had been waiting for the first grandchild for a while, looking forward to that. I don't remember any specific things she said or did, but general feeling of, being excited about it, being excited for us. So,
tell me a story about a time when you were excited or happy during those 9 months before their birth.
Gosh, these things are so long. It's been 20 years. It's hard to remember things that had happened all during that time. I guess I knew that some of our other close friends were expecting a child at that time too, and that was it was exciting to know that, my first and their first would be able to grow up and be buddies. I also learned, that same friend, she was doing an OB residency, so I'd be able to help with the delivery of our oldest child, and that was pretty cool. I remember being really excited about that.
Do you remember anything particular about your partner during their pregnancy?
She was rosy. Yeah. And pretty good natured through it all. So I think she handled it well.
Tell me the story of what you were doing when your partner went into labor.
I think it was just a pretty typical sort of day. And know, she just said that it was time, and so we went from being a typical sort of day to a non-typical day pretty quickly after that.
Mm-hmm. You ready to come back to the one?
Yeah, what was that one? What was something that I was worried about?
Yeah, tell me a story about a time when you were afraid during those 9 months before the birth.
I don't remember any stories about being afraid. Any particular instance. You know, I think that, I suppose all parents, you would be afraid that things wouldn't, there would be something wrong with the child, that, you know, just, you just really want a healthy child, and for the pregnancy to go well, and for the mom to be okay through it all, and for the delivery to go well, and it just, you know, concerned about that whole birth and then immediately following that, more so than like there wasn't any like car accidents or anything like that that I was worried about.
Tell me about the story of first meeting your child after their birth.
Oh, well, that was pretty neat because, you know, I was actually there to help deliver the child. So I helped to catch him and then to cut the cord, and it was really, really special that way, and a lot different than what I had thought it would be like. So,
what came to mind when you held them?
Just how precious little child and life, and I don't know, they're just a precious gift. So,
what was life like adjusting to having a child?
It was considerably different because you went from being just two people who were pretty much flexible with everything and only obligated to each other and to our work, to having just this, all of a sudden, a child that requires constant, I don't know about maintenance is the right word, but a constant attention. And it was funny because also I would always be afraid initially that I was going to run off and leave my child. You know, I was like afraid that I would set him down for a nap and then forget that he was there and go off to the grocery store and leave him because he was just so new that I was like, man, I got to remember I've got a kid. You know, I can't go off and leave him. And that was, they were just always there. And it was different.
What were you missing out on?
Because of the kid.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose because the kid requires you to spend more time, there are certain things you can't do. But, you know, honestly, all those things that I couldn't do because I had the child, I'd been doing for years up to that point anyway, so I didn't really miss it. You know, I'd already done all that stuff.
Yeah. What did you gain?
Well, a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, I think improved a lot of qualities in me, myself. You know, I think it certainly helped me to become a much more patient person than I ever was before. I think it helped me to better empathize with others and their needs. You know, your worldview becomes less self-centered at that point. So a lot of things like that, you know. And they give you a lot of love and attention, and, you know, all that stuff feels really great too.
Do you remember a time when you reminded yourself of your own father?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We have to come back to that one too. Well, I guess in some ways, yeah, you'd be in like excited about the kids, and, you know, he was excited and being emotional about that, about children, you know. That part certainly does.
How would you describe yourself as a father today?
Well, let's see. I think a lot of those pros that I'd mentioned earlier have just really continued to grow with the kids. You know, I've had more children, and so I think those same areas that where I improved on and that I felt like the love and the patience and just seeing that they're precious with that first child, I've continued to have with all the children, so that all those feelings have continued to grow. And so that's it. Well, and what was the second? Was there a second part to that?
No.
Okay.
There was the time when you reminded yourself of your own father.
Oh, I guess, you know, when I first had the, I hadn't been around children very much, like I said before. And so I was pretty uneasy around the child at first as well. And I think that that reminded me a little bit of Dad, as far as being a little nervous around the kids, you know, and I don't know what he was feeling, but I was afraid that, you know, I would break the kid, or like I mentioned, I was going to leave the child. It's a lot of being afraid of children, and I haven't been around them very much.
Tell me a story of one of your proudest moments as a father.
I don't know about individual kind of an instance that I can give. I can tell you when I am most proud is whenever my child does something that shows good judgment. You know, especially when it's something that's maybe not an easy choice, maybe not a popular choice, but if they make the right choice and they have good judgment and they show that you know, their compass is headed in the right direction, I think that that's, yeah, a lot of pride in those things, a lot of joy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.